off to meet a minister. The leader never leaves his door ajar. Swings the whip from the bow of war. The people must have something good to read on a Sunday. He wore a leather mask for his dinner guest. Totally nude and with deep respect. Proposed a toast to the votes he gets. The feeling of power of the thought of sex. The people must have. And the feel of a vulture. Driver waited in the embassy car. Fat man trapped his set for catcher. The girl left the thin man touch her. Mixing and questioning drunken laughter. Ministry car waiting. Minister knows his own affair. The people must have something good to read on a Sunday.
I'm gonna, not to prove anything, but I listen to a lot of punk, but I didn't hear hardly any of the stuff that Adam's been playing, because I wasn't exposed to that part of the punk movement. But I had the benefit of having an older sister that had a big punk rock collection, and so I've been going through those for years and rediscovering the classics of hardcore and punk through old records. And I brought some cool stuff for you to hear. This is Government Issue here, coming up next. This is called Happy People. Are you happy?
I'm so happy! Are you happy? Let's get happy!
Happy people, happy people, happy, happy, happy people. There are
Yeah, that was a Government Issue, two songs, Happy People and then Lost in Limbo. And I guess I was about 6 years old or something, maybe even younger when that was coming out. So just to put it in perspective for you, I guess I was an angst-ridden pre-teenager even. But, you know, this is a band coming up. I guess they were rather controversial with their song Pink Flamingo, but they're from Richmond, White Cross. Two songs by them, real short. Mecht Mensch with Might Makes Right. Before that, we heard Dr. No with Savior. And this is all coming from a compilation called We Got Power on Mystic Records, Party or Go Home. It's kind of like skate punk stuff out of California mostly, but, well, it's a compilation out of California. But Mech Mench was out of Wisconsin, you said?
Yeah, the Mech Mench was out of, I believe they were out of Madison. Huh. And they were part of the whole thing with Dichroisen and Articles of Faith and those groups.
Right on.
Well, yeah, I'm taking a little bit more of the skate punk angle here with my selections here. Not that you can't skate to anything. You can skate to Hank Williams if you want. But this is, up next, we're going to hear two more. Graven Image and the Big Boys. Graven Image with My World and the Big Boys with Brick Walls.
Entertainment. So please don't take it.
any other way.
Just
low can a punk get?
From their Black Dots kind of bootleg EP that they came out with, How Low Can a Punk Get? And before that, the Dickies, who greatly influenced the Bad Brains, according to legend, with Solitary Confinement. Before that, you heard Crass with Big Hands. And before that was Crass with Owe Us a Living. And they're a hardcore band out of the UK, and we're known for certain political overtones that I don't want to even get into, but I think a lot of anarchy going on with their lyrics. Before that, we heard Wire from Pink Flag LP, which was recommended to me last weekend by a guy at a party, Frank's house. Frank, name is Jay. That song was called Mannequin off their Pink Flag LP, and I think that was out of this, you know, like, goes back to the 70s. It's an old album. And up next, I'm just going to play two more of my kind of more, like, skate punk favorites here that actually, I mean, who needs genres when you got, you know, the whole wide world of punk rock? But here's one of the first, here's the two of the first couple of bands I really got into when I was starting to listen to punk, and this is Black Flag from the early days, when Keith Morris was singing for them, a song called No Values.
I don't care. Blow your word. The noose is a hole on
over her drums, sitting in bars, talking about sex, talking about God, talking about football, women at lunch. They just keep talking, but don't say much. I'm a product of my environment. My vocabulary's like licking the gutter. Words that guts are sharp. Got like a hot knife through butter. Not my fault, but then again, schools and teachers were never my friends. Nothing's wrong with a litigation. I don't need a new vocation. I'm a product of my environment. Things that occur, events take place that will wipe the smile.
Suicidal Tendencies, and before that, The Circle Jerks, and before that, Black Flag, and I don't know, might be opening up a whole another can of worms here by bringing up the fact that a lot of these bands went sort of metal later on, but some would say that was the downfall of punk in many ways, was adding that metal twist, and Metallica got in everybody's system, but thank God that there are still historians such as yourself, Adam, to keep it real and bring us back to the basics. So we're going to get back into the New York hardcore punk, right?
That's what we're going to get into.
And what's up here? What's up next?
Okay.
By the way, this is WRAR. Okay, go ahead.
For our next one, let's do a group called Antidote. And Antidote was a band that, like a lot of others in New York in the early to mid-80s, was influenced by Krishna beliefs, because there were a lot of young people who gravitated to Manhattan, as I imagine they still do, who didn't have a place to sleep or something to eat, and so Krishnas took people in. So Antidote had a record called Thou Shall Not Kill, and this is a song called Life Is One by Antidote, from 1983. We'll be right back. right. I'm one of your guest DJs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Adam. You're going to, I guess, be playing a song from one of your bands, right?
I'm going to be playing a song from one of my bands. This is my first band. Well, I had a couple other bands before this, but I hopped the subway train and I got grounded. This was in high school. And I got kicked out of a couple of bands with people who were New Yorkers who didn't really have a lot of patience for a guy from New Jersey who got grounded for hopping the subway when they were living in squats and things like that. So this was my first band that I stayed on long enough to do something with them, and it was called Life's Blood, and this was from our demo tape recorded at Don Fury's, like a lot of this other stuff, and it's called Maximum Security. It's from 1988.
Please bear with us here. This is a demo cassette. This is a Trip 6, One Voice.
Thank you.
Warzone, it's your choice, and I'll let Adam back announce those last few songs in just a sec. The Bike Lot is a nonprofit community bicycle project which strives to create an educational environment in which anyone and everyone is welcome to learn about bikes. The Bike Lot provides tools to work on your own bike, as well as mechanics on hand to answer questions. Located on the south side of Richmond in Manchester, the Bike Lot is open Monday and Tuesday from 2 to 7 p.m. and exclusively to women only on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Bicycle donations are always accepted and appreciated. For more information, please call 804-232-8086. So, Adam, what did we just hear?
We just heard Warzone from their demo when they reformed in 1986, a song called It's Your Choice. Before that, we heard The Abused with a song called Drug-Free Youth. They weren't really connected with the straight edge thing. They were just a bunch of guys in New York who didn't like drugs too much. But and then before that, we heard Cause for Alarm, one of the most important groups out of New York in the 80s, in the early 80s to mid 80s, with a song called In Search Of. And before that, we heard a song by a group called Life's Blood off of their demo tape.
Awesome. Thank you so much for bringing all this stuff in and sharing it with the listening community here on WRIR on Music and Talk. And I hope everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. I enjoy bringing all sorts of diverse music selections to you every week, so you never know, you know, what's coming next. And that sounds a little like a show. I think it got up in my head, but I was listening to the Bope Show. And he's an awesome DJ, so a big shout out to Chris Bopes for also being an early person to turn me on to punk rock. He was in a band called Alternatives, but the boat show is on another station, AM 1450. But anyway, up next, Can't Stop the Music. And again, thank you, Adam, for coming in and bringing all this awesome hardcore from New York, man.
Thanks for having me.
Right on. I guess we got time for one more song here. What do you want to play?
That sounds good. This is a super short one. It's on this turntable right here, Carl. And it's by a group called The Violent Children. And the song is called Violent Children. And it was Ray Tappo and John Porcelli from Youth of Today's band before Youth of Today. So here we go with Violent Children.
On WRIR.